Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the Midnight Amen a subsign workflow. Saturate and arrange in Ableton Live 12. We're building a dark, atmospheric drum and bass bed from a classic Amen break and a focused subsign, using Ableton stock devices to add tasteful saturation and space, while keeping the sub fundamentals clean. Start your project at around 174 BPM and work in arrangement view for automation. What you will build: a processed Amen break group that works as rhythm and texture, gritty mids with airy tails, a warm, controlled subsign that's mono under roughly 100 Hz, with harmonic saturation layered into the mids, a short arrangement outline, intro, build, halftime atmospheric section, and a full DNB loop, with automation on saturation, reverb and filter to create movement. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Session prep and importing. Create two audio tracks, and name them Amen Raw and Subsign Raw. Drag a clean 1/2 bar Amen break into Amen Raw. On Subsign Raw, create an instrument rack using Wavetable or Operator with a pure sign oscillator pitch to your project key. Group both tracks into a group called Rhythm Plus Sub. Create two returns, Return A with hybrid reverb and Return B for echo. B. Amen break processing chain. Insert devices in this order. 1. Utility. Set width to about 80-90% to broaden slightly. 2. EQ8, high pass at 4060 Hz, 24 dB/oct. Make a small dip around 200-400 Hz of roughly minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB to reduce boxiness. 3. Drum bus, subtle drive 1-3, decay 10-15 ms, boom 0.2-0.4 to add transient weight and harmonics. 4. Saturator, analog clip or soft sign, drive to 5 dB, curve up slightly, dry/wet around 30-40%, This is your main mids harmonic enhancer. 5. EQ8. Gentle high shelf boost above 6-10 kHz of about 1-2 dB to give air. 6. Glue compressor. 2:1 ratio, attack 3-10 ms, release 5-200 ms, aim for 2-4 dB gain reduction. 7. Hybrid reverb on ascend. Send 10-20%. Predelay 10-30 ms. Low diffusion. Moderate size. Keep send mix low and automate it later. Notes. Put drum bus before saturator so transients are fattened without driving the saturator too harshly. If you want lo-fi grit, add redux after saturator at low bit depth with dry/wet 10-15%. C. Subsign instrument and saturation chain instrument, Wavetable with oscillator set to pure sign, octave minus 2 to minus 3, tune to key. Use a fast amp attack, medium sustain and short or minimal release for tight sub. Optionally add a very slow, tiny LFO for subtle movement. Effects chain. 1. Utility. Plan to mono the low end. We'll set this precisely in step E. 2. EQ8. Low pass around 800-1000 Hz to keep the sub pure. 3. Saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1.54 dB. Dry/wet 20-35% to create harmonics for small speakers. 4. Multiband dynamics. Compress upper bands above -120 Hz lightly. Keep the lowest band transparent. 5. Glue compressor. Gentle bus compression if needed. 6. Utility post. Balance gain and prepare width automation or mono control. Important. Keep the fundamental under -100 Hz clean. If saturator adds unwanted low distortion, high pass the saturator input or remove the distorted harmonics with EQ. D. Layering a mid/texture layer for the subsign optional but recommended. Duplicate the subsign track and call it submid. Use Wavetable with a partial saw or triangle tune slightly above the fundamental, detuned a hair. High pass this layer at 80-120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Put a saturator, then a chorus or ensemble, and send it moderately to hybrid reverb to add atmospheric warmth. E. Low frequency control and mono management on the Rhythm Plus subgroup. Use an audio effect rack split into two chains for precision. Chain 1 is low. Low pass at 120 Hz plus utility width set to 0% mono. Chain 2 is high. High pass at 120 Hz with width at 100%. Smooth the crossover with appropriate filter slopes to avoid comb filtering. This keeps true sub frequencies mono while preserving stereo width in the mids and highs. F. Sidechain and rhythmic breathing. Add a compressor on the sub with sidechain input from the Amen kick or a dedicated transient trigger. Set attack fast 0.5 ms. Release around 80-100 ms, ratio around 4:1 and threshold so the sub ducks gently on transients. For cleaner results, sidechain to a dry transient-only signal rather than a long, reverby Amen send. G. atmosphere processing, sends and automation on return A, set hybrid reverb with low damping, size around 30-50%, predelay 20-40 ms, and high cut the return below 200-400 hc to avoid mud. Use spectral resonator or spectral time on amen sends at low mix 10-20% for ghost textures, and automate their pitch for nocturnal movement. Automate the send amounts across the arrangement to open or tighten the room. H. Arrangement tips: create sections, intro 116, build 1732, halftime atmosphere 3348, full DNB loop 4980. Intro, use sub mid and long reverb tails. Keep amen muted or heavily low passed. Build, bring in processed amen with transient dampening and slowly increase saturator dry slash wet to add grit. Halftime atmosphere, mute main transients, increase reverb sends and spectral time wetness, reduce subsign level by -3 to -6 dB and automate subsign saturator dry slash wet down. Drop, restore full amen with drum bus accents, set subsign saturator back to 20-35% wet, and resume sidechain pumping. Automate hybrid reverb size and send amount to create movement. I. Final bus processing and limiting on the group output. Use EQ8 for corrective EQ, a glue compressor for cohesion at gentle settings, and a limiter only if needed to catch peaks. You can also run a parallel saturator via send for extra color, but keep it subtle. Common mistakes to watch for: crushing the sub with saturation. Avoid heavy saturation directly on the fundamental. Use HP filters before saturators or parallel mid layers. Oversaturating the amen. Too much drive removes reverb tails and makes the break brittle. Use dry slash wet and automation. Not monoing the lows. Stereo subs cause phase problems and poor translation on club systems. Mono below 100-120 hc. Sidechaining to the wrong source. Don't sidechain the sub to a reverby MN. Use a short transient or kick-only trigger. Reverbing the sub fundamental heavily. High pass your reverb returns at 200-400 hc. Pro tips: build an audio effect rack with macros. Map saturator dry slash wet. Reverb send and sub mono width to easily perform and automate grit, space, and sub mono. Automate dry slash wet of saturator rather than drive for musical, reversible coloration. For amen texture, slice the break in simpler slice mode and add tiny randomization to starts and transpose for humanized chops. Use spectral resonator at low mix and set pitch to octave multiples to keep it tonal. Bounce multiple saturated states of the amen as stems, clean, mid, and heavy, and arrange them across the track for variety. Mini practice exercise: make a 32-bar loop 1. Import a 2-bar amen and create a wave-eatable sign sub tuned to key 2. Amen chain, utility right arrow EQ8 HP 58Z right arrow drum bus right arrow saturator analog clip, drive 3 dB, dry slash wet 35% right arrow glue. 3. Sub sign chain, wave-eatable sign right arrow EQ8 LP 1000 hc right arrow saturator drive 2 dB, dry slash wet 25% right arrow utility set to mono low. 4. A hybrid reverb on return A and high pass the reverb at 250 hc. 5. Arrange 32 bars. Bars 1-8 intro sub plus reverb. 9-16 bring in filtered amen with low pass automation. 17-24 open amen fully. 25-32 halftime atmospheric breakdown with increased reverb and muted transients. 6. Add sidechain compression on the sub key to the amen's kick for gentle ducking. 7. Export the 32-bar loop and compare with and without the saturator engaged to hear the effect. Recap: you've learned a workflow to take an amen break and a subsign, add tasteful saturation to bring harmonic grit and mids life, preserve the sub fundamentals as mono, and arrange those elements into a moody DNB structure. Use drum bus before saturator, automate dry slash wet and sends, keep low frequencies mono, and resample heavy chains when you need CPU headroom. Extra coach notes: listening strategy and practical rules. Rationale and listening strategy: always a slash B. Switch saturation and reverb on and off to hear what you're adding. Listen on headphones and small speakers. If the sub isn't identifiable on a phone, your mid-harmonics layer needs work. Make mixed decisions in context on the group bus, not only in solo. Signal flow principles: why order matters. Drum bus before saturator shapes transient and boom, so saturation reacts musically. Saturator before compressor gives you harmonic energy to glue down with compression. Use sends for time-based effects so you keep transients punchy, while letting tails be long. Saturation strategy: prefer dry slash wet automation over permanent drive changes. Use small drive values, and experiment with analog clip for grit or soft sign for smoothness. If saturator kills the sub, high pass before it or run a parallel chain. Sub/mid layering rules keep the sub fundamental under -100 Hz in a mono chain. Put harmonics above that in a separate sub-mid chain. Tune the sub oscillator, check phase when layering, and use small detune or a touch of FM in the mid layer for presence on small speakers. Low frequency mono technique: use an audio effect rack split. Low chain with low pass and utility width 0%. High chain with high pass and width 100%. Use 24 dB/oct slopes and crossfade smoothing to avoid seams. Periodically collapse the master to mono to test phase. Sidechain nuance: create a dedicated transient trigger by duplicating the amen and isolating a click or kick to sidechain the sub. This prevents reverb tails from causing pumping. For 174 BPM, start with release values between 80-160 ms and adjust by ear. Reverb and atmosphere control: high pass reverb returns at 200-400 Hz to avoid muddiness. Pre-delay 20-40 ms keeps the transient upfront. Automate pre-delay for distance changes. Use spectral time and spectral resonator at low mix for ghost textures and automate pitch slowly. Arrangement and automation techniques: map related controls to macros for easy automation. Sub-mid blend, reverb send, saturator dry/wet. For halftime atmosphere, resample a stretched amen slice. Warp it for smear, LP it and add reverb. Use clip automation for short effects and arrangement automation for long form moves. CPU and workflow optimization: when happy with a heavy chain, resample the processed amen and replace the chain to free CPU. Keep originals saved in a folder. Use track freezing for heavy wavy-table patches. Creative variations to try: add a little redux after saturator for lo-fi crunch, then low pass to protect sub. Duplicate and warp an amen layer half speed for an atmospheric hit in the breakdown. Send short amen hits to a resampled track with grain delay for ghostly tails. Mix checking and referencing: collapse to mono to check phase and bass consistency. Test on phone and desktop speakers. If the bass translates, your mid harmonics are working. Keep headroom on the group bus. Target conservative levels before final limiting.